Welcome to Puentes a la Comunidad, Bridges to the Community. Hello, I'm your host, Emily Guerra. My guest on this edition is Main Street Truth or Consequences Executive Director, Linda DiMarino, to talk to us about space tourism in Sierra County. Thank you for joining me on Puentes.
Thank you, Emily. I'm so glad to see you again.
You're welcome. I'd like to get your reaction about the Virgin Galactic flight at Spaceport in Sierra County. Tell me about it. I understand you got to go.
I did get to go, and it was super exciting to be out there. There were two different locations where people gathered to watch the launch. There was the main spaceport hangar, and then there was a secondary site. The main hangar had all the Virgin Galactic people and, you know, some of the celebrities. And then the secondary site had more like legislators and people from the state. And that's where I got to watch the launch from. And it was so exciting to be out there and to see this thing happen for the first time. Of course, none of us are experts in space travel, so we had an expert there that was telling us at every step of the way, here's what's happening now. Now watch. The rocket is going to take off from the plane that took it up there. So we watched for that, and we heard the boom, and then we got to see it come down, and it was so exciting. It really, you know, the biggest thing was that it was so many years in the making and so many people doubted that it would actually happen. And to see it actually happen was just spectacular.
Main Street Truth or Consequences isn't that far away from Spaceport, is it?
No, it's actually only about 30 miles, and it's a pretty easy trip to get there. So a lot of the people that came in for the launch did visit Truth or Consequences and stayed in Truth or Consequences, many of them.
Well, let's talk about space tourism in Alamogordo, in Truth or Consequences, in Sierra County in general. Let's find out what we're expecting from Virgin Galactic.
Well, if we just looked at Virgin Galactic alone with the spaceport, we would really be missing the bigger picture because the spaceport has many tenants to it. Spin Launch is out there, and there are some other companies that are out there doing things. And Virgin Galactic and that spaceport tourism is really kind of the anchor tenant, but there's a lot going on at the spaceport that people are unaware of. A lot of people assume because they don't know the things that are going on out there that nothing is. But in fact, a lot of the things that we don't know about, it's intentional that we don't know. A lot of those businesses are private businesses that are competing with other businesses, so they're not putting out everything that they do. But as far as Virgin Galactic and the space tourism, this launch really did put Truth or Consequences on the map. We had over 100 different media outlets mentioning Truth or Consequences. That's a huge boost to the awareness of Truth or Consequences. So many people then went to the website to look up, what is this town with this weird name? And, you know, by doing that kind of research, they learned about all our other assets like our hot springs and things like that, and learning about Sierra County and Elephant Butte Lake and all that kind of stuff. But the spaceport, while it's taken a long time and a lot of money, it really has been super beneficial to Sierra County and Truth or Consequences in a number of ways. First of all, jobs. Several of our people in our county got jobs out there, most of them being security jobs and jobs. They have a standing fire department rescue squad that stays out there all the time. So those people are out there working, and those are decent paying jobs. Also, the construction of it, there was a lot of concrete that they had to pour, and that came from a local business in town. And there are other businesses in town that do supply Spaceport with other things that they need to operate. Also, throughout the years, they've had several events out there. So our restaurants have been able to do catering. So it has had a positive impact, even though not everybody's aware of how much of an impact that is.
Let's go back to Spaceport tourism. What are the expectations of visitors coming out?
So there are going to be several different kind of visitors to the spaceport, but two of those big groups are going to be people that are really interested in space and want to come out and see what this is all about. And then there are going to be the people that are coming with the people that are experiencing the Virgin Galactic flights. When Virgin Galactic first started talking about bringing people for these flights, they spoke to those people and they indicated that they were going to bring large entourages with them. And it's not just you show up in the morning, you get, you know, shot up into space, you come back and you leave. It's not anything like that. It's quite a lengthy experience. It's more like a week long. So if they're bringing a lot of people in with them, we're going to have people looking to do things and shop and all those kind of things. So we expect to see many of those people in and around Sierra County.
So the shops will be increasing, or, well, with COVID, a lot of shops were shut down, a lot of restaurants shut down, and hotels. Now with the tourism, where did they stay? Were there a lot of people who came out in July for the Virgin Galactic flight?
Oh, yeah. The hotels were pretty much full during that weekend, and almost all of the hotels are back opened up. I think we just have one in town that hasn't reopened yet, but for the most part, they're back open and they were pretty full. We didn't really lose a lot of businesses in Tier C because of COVID. Now, there were a few businesses that did go out of business during COVID, but they were probably most likely going to, like, and their time doing business anyway. So we didn't really lose a lot of different businesses. So we still have restaurants and hotels and shops, and yeah, it's great.
What improvements have there been in Sierra County after COVID-19?
Yeah, so you wouldn't think that coming out of a pandemic that things would be better, but they really are. A lot of the funding resources that were available really helped our small businesses improve. We have places that didn't used to have outdoor dining. Some of the restaurants, now they have like patios. So, I mean, even though they're not so necessary when COVID's gone, it's still definitely an improvement to those businesses. We have several new businesses that have opened during COVID and coming out of COVID, and there's still some that are working on getting open. So that's really great. Also, summertime is usually our slow time for tourism in Truth or Consequences, but with so many people wanting to travel now because they had a whole year where they couldn't travel, and there's also the threat of in the future maybe not being able to travel again depending on how things go. People are really out there and coming to town, so what usually is a slower season for us has really seen a boost, so that's been great. One other thing is the events that are happening now, like Second Saturday Art Hop, are really joyful and festive because people are happy to be out and see each other again. And so in that way, it's just been really great.
And they can find these events on your website.
They can find it on our website at www.trcmainstreet.org. Or our Facebook page, you just search for Main Street Truth or Consequences.
Going back to the recreation, you said that summer, usually you don't have a lot of people out there in the summertime at Elephant Butte. And how is it going now?
Well, in Elephant Butte, it actually has been going very well. The lake is low. We all know the lake is very low, but, you know, if you're looking on the bright side, that just means there's a whole lot more beach. So people still want to travel and they want to get out and they want to enjoy all those things that they haven't been able to do in the past year and a half. There were a lot of people at the lake for July 4th weekend, so they're coming out.
What about the schools?
So something interesting with Truth or Consequences schools, we last year got a new superintendent, Nell Segura. And she's really been a go-getter. She's working on rebranding the schools. She's working on a bunch of other things. There have been a lot of personnel changes. And the biggest thing, I think, is that they have now decided to go to year-round school in Truth or Consequences. So that's going to be really interesting. And then, you know, the state has put forth the mandates about having to wear masks for kids who are not vaccinated in the schools. So I know that they're really working hard at trying to figure out the best way to get kids back in the schools safely.
And what about families that haven't been vaccinated? Is that still a problem?
Well, there are a number of people that haven't been vaccinated. that I'm sure is going to be a problem for some people, but they're really going to have to weigh, you know, whether they want their kids to be vaccinated or if they don't want them to wear masks at school. Do they want to go back to the off-site schooling again? I mean, it's really going to be a very personal decision for each family.
Well, we look forward to more events happening out on Main Street, Truth or Consequences. Again, my guest, Executive Director of Main Street Truth or Consequences, Linda DeMarino. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you, Emily.
You're welcome. For KRWG Public Media, I'm Emily Guerra.